This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jam. Something we'd love to do right here in Madtown is second date update. You two guys are in the dating world. How hard is it?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Oh,
but that happens all the time, it sounds like.
Yeah. I think what he meant by that is we're really lonely.
You're really lonely, hence you are still single. Well, listen, today is all about Thomas. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Good,
we're good. So you emailed about going out with a particular young lady by the name of whom?
Her name is Cameron. We met on Plenty of Fish. I've been on there for a little bit. Went back and forth. We were talking a little bit. And we went out on a date. We went to go see Black Panther. It was
nice. An
awesome movie. We went to the Marcus Theater. While we were in the theater, you know, it was a little hot and heavy. You know, we were kissing each other a little bit. And I mean, I thought we were vibing because we went back to my place. You know, we hooked up. It was a really cool night, but I haven't heard from her since. She's pretty much ghosted me.
You hooked up, so I want details about that.
I mean, I'm not trying to kiss and tell too much, you know what I'm saying? But I just got the impression that she had a great time. Let me just put it that way, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Okay, very good. Well, I heard that movie is fabulous, by the way. I still have yet to go. So, Aaron, if you would like to come with me, I'd like to take you.
Okay, I mean, apparently it's pretty heated.
Yeah, no, that's why I want to take you.
Okay.
So she hasn't gotten back to you or anything and not responded to your texts, your calls, your Snapchats, your... You know,
I've only texted her. I haven't called her. I don't want to come off like a weirdo. But,
yeah, gotcha.
She hasn't responded at all. I don't know.
All right. So how long has it been?
It's been about a week and some change.
Okay.
Ooh. Can you think of anything that happened on this date? Like why maybe she wouldn't be calling you back?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we got a little too hot and heavy too quick. I don't know. I really don't know.
It can happen.
All right. It could definitely happen.
Anyway, so Cameron, again, you went out on a date with her. You went to Black Panther, to the movie. Then you guys hooked up, and now you haven't heard from her from a week and a half?
Yeah, it's been about a week and a half.
All right, let's not wait any longer. Let's give Cameron a call and see why she's not going out with you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cameron?
Yeah, Cameron.
Hi, honey. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Yo.
What?
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Like the radio show? Like,
yeah, you're live right now with us.
Yes.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
So listen, we're calling you for a reason because you went out with a very sexy man that you met on Plenty of Fish. Do you remember anyone in particular, like a week and a half ago you went out with?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I thought I won something. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
Well, you might have because we're talking about Thomas. Woo! You went out with him, went out to go see Black Panther at Marcus Theater. Things got a little frisky. Went back to his place.
Yeah.
Just, we're wondering why you haven't texted him back. He's been texting you. Did you drop your phone?
No. So, I don't know. I guess I should tell you that we met on Plenty of Fish. So, we kind of hooked up, you know. We went to the movies and everything was cool and everything. But when we got back to his place, I just saw something that I didn't like, and I don't want to really, put him out there.
Tell us.
No, he should.
Yeah, you got it. You got to tell us, girl. Come on now.
Okay, on his lower back, there is a tattoo of another woman's name.
Oh, he's got a man's tail.
That's hot. Yes. What are you talking about?
No, it's not hot. He has a tramp stamp literally on his back of a woman's name. And I was like, oh, no.
Out of curiosity, what's the name?
Oh, my God. It was something really, really, girly, like Heather.
Oh,
like, it looked like the age had, curve to it. It was
nice.
I was like, no.
Yeah, no Times New Roman back there.
That's my sister-in-law's name. That's interesting. There's not a lot of Heathers out there. I've never actually seen a dude with a tramp stamp before.
It's called a man stamp, Krista.
Oh, I'm sorry. A man stamp.
Yes.
A man stamp.
Please. So that kind of turned you off a little bit then?
All the way off.
Yeah.
All the way.
Oh, my God. I was like, all the way off. No, so, it's not sexy at all.
So, Cameron, when you actually saw this man stamp, did you see it like when he got up butt naked and saw like him, he was walking away from you? Is that kind of how you saw
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Like the bathroom light was like kind of on.
Yeah.
And I just thought, at first I thought, you know, I was like, oh, maybe it's a mark or something or whatever. Mm. But then it turned into a whole name and I got freaked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we need to figure out what's going on with this thing.
I'm, you know, I don't want to shock you or anything. If you've heard Second Date Update before on our show, of course, you know that the other person is always listening. So, Thomas, is this true, my man? Do you have a tramp stamp?
Who's Heather?
No, it's a man stamp. All right. First off, and I've had that for a minute since I was like in high school. It's a high school girlfriend that I had. I can't believe that's the reason she didn't return my text. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh boy! Well,
oh my gosh! I just didn't know what was going on with that. I didn't know if he was gonna like stalk her up on me, start putting my name on top of her name, or like some other place. I was like, "You are weird, dude! Like, I couldn't do it." I was like, "Oh no!"
Thomas, have you experienced this before with other women that notice this Heather man stamp on your bottom?
No, nobody's ever said anything about my tattoo. I like it's tastefully done. Like there's like some colors on it and stuff like that. Like it looks good. It's not like a bad tattoo. You know what I mean?
Is there such a thing as a tasteful lower back tattoo on
women? Absolutely. On women, I would think.
No, not on a man.
Is it? Is it colored or is it just shaded black?
Nah, it's got some colors on the edges, like a little bit of red, and then underlined like in a purple. It's nice.
I'm turned on. I don't know.
It's just a woman named Heather.
I mean, it's fine.
Do you still talk to Heather at all? Where's Heather been? What is she doing? Where is Heather?
Heather.
She's an ex-girlfriend from high school. I mean, we still get along fine. I mean, we're friends on Facebook and stuff like that. It's not, I don't think it's that crazy. People get tattoos of their girls' names all the time. I mean, do you guys know how expensive it is to remove a tattoo?
I have sex.
But I'm gonna.
You should have just lied and said it was your mom's name, bro.
Well, that's even more.
That's even worse since it's on the lower back.
Yeah. You know, at least that's less.
Oh, it's more.
Oh, is it more?
That's way weirder. That's way weirder.
So here's the question. I'm just curious. We're all curious. If you two would like to go out on a second date, is this really going to ruin it for you? Because you both had a great time hooking up until that happened.
We'll send you to a bad apple tattoo.
Yes. Yeah, we can get you a badass cover up.
No, I'm out.
Oh.
No. I don't know.
Wow.
That just happened.
Maybe go find a Heather.
Yeah. Or
that's what I'm going to look for. I'm going to start looking just for Heathers.
Just for Heathers.
Creepy guys saying creepy things. It's Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You have the most beautiful eyes and breathtaking smile I've ever seen. You are a goddess.
Who is this?
The man of your dreams.
So, Johnny Depp?
Even sexier.
Really?
Really.
Well, does the man of my dreams have a name?
This is Kyle, and there's no need to be shy.
How am I being shy?
Because you are yet to tell me when you want me to come over and give you the night of your life with my...
Wow, you have such a way with words, Jack.
You big?
What?
You got big'em?
What do I have that's big?
I'm talking about those
Oh my gosh.
It should be obvious by now, you idiot.
What?
You have big baps and nice blue eyes.
My eyes are brown.
And that was your presentation of Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, it's time for Radio Recast. This is when we pick a movie and then, of course, we read the lyrics, the lines, but we impersonate certain celebrities that we've chosen for each other to slaughter. And you have to guess the movie and then you get hooked up with a Quick Trip gift card today.
Celebrities, cartoons, you know.
Mm-hmm. You
trendy,
name it.
Trendy people.
So I'm super excited because today I've decided to choose... someone that I just absolutely love since I was a child. Shady, are you ready for the character that I have chosen for you today?
I am ready.
Here you are.
Oh, I could never leave this forest, but I must know if I am the only unicorn left in the world.
Ooh.
The last unicorn! Yay!
Well, that's really coincidental based on what Shady chose for you.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. This is who you chose for me.
Oh, God, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
That is Charlie the Unicorn.
You're both unicorns today.
That's hilarious. Okay, hold on. Here you are again, Shade, so you can...
Oh, I could never leave this forest. But I must know if I am the only unicorn left in the world.
I used to cry so much on that movie. Okay, here's the fly again.
Oh, God, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So we, of course, always play a bet from the movie. And when you think you know it, 3210931. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to go first?
Yeah. I'll be Farva. I'll go first.
You'll be the first one. Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
So I have to. Okay. Oh, boy.
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger. It's for a cop.
What the hell is that all about? You gonna spit in it now?
No, I just told him that so he makes it good. So don't spit that cop's burger out.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my gosh. I think you're, are you next then?
Okay, I'll,
there's another character in here.
Roger holding the spit.
Where's? Oh,
give me a pie, an apple pie.
Want me to hold the spit? Ah, just kidding, Officer Fava.
Oh my God.
Want me to dimp a size your meal for 25 cents?
Want me to punch a size your face for free?
It's only 25 cents, and look how much more you get.
There's another character.
Yeah, there's another character.
There's
okay.
a lot of characters
All right,
in
well,
here.
We got the phone lines lighting up here. So.
Okay, by the way, I've never seen this movie.
Really?
This the music right now, it's just I'm just like enthralled by it.
You've never seen this movie, Crystal. We have to
I know.
We have to have a little
I need to get out. Yeah. I need to get out. 3210931 if you think you know what movie we just slaughtered. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is James.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Good, man.
We're good. So tell us what movie we were just impersonating.
Oh, it's a great movie. Super Troopers.
Yeah, boy. You know the new one comes out soon, right?
Yes, the second one is coming out in a couple months.
Oh, man.
Very
I'm so
good.
So excited, and you better be excited. We're just hooking you up with a Quick Trip gift card. Get you some snacks, some gas.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm almost on E, so that card's going to come in handy.
It's perfect. All right, well, before we put you on hold, it's always a tradition that you let us know which one sucked worse at impersonating. Was it Shady impersonating the last unicorn, or was it myself doing... What was the other unicorn's name?
Charlie the Unicorn.
Charlie the Unicorn. So was it myself or Shady?
Sorry, bud. I'm going to have to go with Shady.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I am
man.
Always, I am so terrible.
This is
this.
Like strike three.
It's a good thing I didn't get into acting on my is my career.
It's all good. All right, love. Hold on. Thank you again. Congratulations.
Awesome.
All right, honey. Hold on. All right, Shady.
All right.
Take us
so,
out of this.
Coming up next, we have Krista's Clickworthy Stories right here on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah, see, that was good. I don't know, British
hey,
little
I'm
unicorn.
Hey, I'm a unicorn. You're a unicorn. You
want to
go out and...
We could
make a
we
mini
could frolic in the field.
Oh, okay. This is we're done.
We'll
we're
do
terrible.
It. Yeah, let's this go. Is.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.